Hi, GWA. This is Silith here with a playful little one to do my AMA masturbation thing. Miss Playful will be in charge of tormenting me through the course of this and asking me questions and, I mean, tormenting me with questions and other things. thank you very much for your help. And that's my, yeah, that's what I got.
Beautiful intro.
I wasn't prepared for that.
Oh, hopefully there will be more things that you're not prepared for.
Oh, God.
That's my favorite part of this.
Oh, okay.
And thank you for letting me. So, you made a post asking for questions, and people were very good about asking you questions.
They did ask some questions. That did happen.
Yes, that is a thing that did happen.
Yeah.
Before we get started with the questions, Silith, I need you to tell me and everybody what toys we have for me to play with.
For you to play with. Mm-hmm. We have, I have my Lilo Hitachi vibrator. I have a glass dildo. I have a rabbit vibrator that I never use, and a butt plug.
Okay. Well, we're definitely going to be using that rabbit. So.
Oh, great.
And number one rule, because I haven't decided, you know, how often or if you're going to be able to come. Is you're definitely going to have to ask me if you can come. And you need to let me know when you're getting close.
Okay. Yes, this place.
So before we get started, I think that butt plug needs to go in first. So while you're getting ready for that, I'm going to, let's see. So the questions, I really haven't put them in any kind of order. So I'm just going to go through kind of first come, first serve. I'll let you know who the questions are from.
Thank you.
Yeah. And so the first set of questions is going to be from Toss Me Away Love.
Okay. That's... And I have my... I'm going to put a butt plug in my butt now. That's what's going to happen.
That is what's going to happen. And we're all going to listen. What kind of plug is it?
It's by Fun Factory. It's a little silicone plug. Mm. Oh, and it curves forward nicely. That I like it a lot.
I'm a fan as well.
Oh my goodness, okay. Ooh, that's done.
All right, are you all settled?
Yes, I am settled.
Clench around it for me first. Give me a count of five.
One, am I? Okay.
Two, three, four, five. Now relax. All right, so... Okay. Let's get into this. Question number one from Toss Me Away Love is, what would be your perfect evening? Sexual or not, it's up to you.
I think my perfect evening would be a night out with some friends, probably somewhere fabulous with excellent food, preferably outside. Yeah, outside, definitely. And lots of drinking and eating and laughing. Hopefully followed by going home and having some kinky sex. That would be nice. Yeah.
That does sound like a lovely evening.
I thought so.
All right. Question number two. You get your hands on any person for one night. Who, why, and how would you rock their world? And before you start answering this, I need your fingers to be on your cunt.
Yes, Miss Playful.
Good girl.
I now I forget. I would say I would probably pick Christina Hendricks. Because I think she is so pretty, and I bet she is a very sensual person. As to the specifics of how I would rock her world, I would just do my very best to do so. Because she's just lovely.
She seems like she'd be a really good kisser. I don't know why that's
she
in my
does.
Head.
Oh my god, yes, doesn't she? I agree. Mm. All of the kissing, and then all of the kissing her boobs. And
oh, those gorgeous boobs.
Oh my god, yeah.
Mm. Mm. All right, last question from Toss Me Away Love. Slow and passionate, or hard and rough? You know exactly what I mean.
Hard and rough.
Mm. Well, in that case, you should put a couple of fingers in. And you should slide them in and out while I ask the question.
Yes.
While you're answering, you need to touch your clit.
Okay.
Understand?
Yes.
Okay, so the next set of questions is from Rob1514.
Okay.
First question is, many GWA lists... Oh, let me start over. Many... I'm distracted listening to you. Many GWA members listen to audio posts while at work. Other than in bed, where do you listen to GWA audios?
I actually mostly listen to them in my office, like my home office. And sometimes in my car, but pretty much always in my home office, I would say. And sometimes bed.
You touching your clit?
Yes.
All right. Go back to sliding your fingers in and out. Have you ever ended sex because it was so bad? Tell us about your worst sex partner, why it was so bad, and what you did about it. Back to your clit.
I've never ended sex because it was so bad. I've only ended it for inconvenient reasons. typically I just try to, if it's not good, I try to just sort of hurry things along a little bit. you know, 'cause I don't want to make people feel bad, but there's some things you just can't fix.
Alright, so your worst encounter in that respect?
There was a thing that happened when I was in college where I, was at a party and, this guy, I didn't even realize he was hitting on me, but he was, and I ended up in, like, a room blowing him, and someone came looking for me, so we had to kind of stop in the middle. So then, like, later, I basically agreed to go have sex with him because I felt bad about it.
You're so nice.
Right? But really, it was just, like, there was just... He was a nice guy. There was just no chemistry at all when I was sober. So, it was a lot when I was drunk, but...
Well, everybody seems lovely when you're drunk.
It's true.
All right, fingers back in your pussy. Are you nice and wet?
Yes, very wet.
Very wet what?
Miss Playful.
Good. In order. Speak a little faster, honey. In order, rank your three favorite sex positions and explain why they are your favorites. Back to your clit.
My first favorite is doggy because it makes me come really hard. and then I also like missionary for pretty much the same reason. But I also like being able to look at my partner sometimes. And then I would have to say being on my knees in front of them. I don't know what that's called, but I love that. With a cock or pussy in my face. I love. Yes.
That's called being a good girl.
Well, I that's like what being that position a good girl.
You are such a good girl.
Thank you, Miss Playful.
All right, fingers back in your cunt. Nice and hard. Have you ever talked to HEWA recording? For example, when Dirty Girl Secret asks if she may suck your cock, or Llewellyn asks if you need extra tutoring, do you nod your head or otherwise answer while you're touching yourself? Back to your clit.
I always tell Dirty Girl Secret she can suck my cock.
You're such a brat. I think I would grow a cock for Dirty Girl Secret.
I agreed.
And then, yes, she could do whatever she wanted to.
Absolutely. At the very least, I would buy one. But, yes, I do all the time.
That is good to know. I need to make more recordings with instructions.
I especially like it when they say, they tell you to, like, use a certain name or, I think it's hotter when you answer back.
And there's a title or something. That does make it better, doesn't it?
It does. Miss Playful.
Fingers back in that dirty little pussy. When you are checking out someone, where do your eyes go first, second, and third? Fingers out, and now I don't want you to touch your clit.
I forgot the question. Okay. I usually, I would say, I'm very into faces. So it's usually like hair and eyes. And then just, I don't know, general body shape. Sometimes if they turn away conveniently, I will look at their ass, but yeah. And on girls, I always, you know, cleavage, of course.
If you look at body shape, what body shapes do you like?
I don't know. It's hard to describe. I like people who are a little bit more substantial generally, but really, I'm really very attracted to people mostly because of their personalities. So, like, physical attractiveness is, like, you know, it's nice, but that's not what makes me really want to fuck somebody. If that's
a it's a bonus.
It's a bonus. But I'm not, like, I don't have, I guess I don't have a type. That's what I'm saying.
I think you should clean off your fingers, and I want you to clench around that plug while you do it. Do you taste good?
Yes, that's great.
How about you do? Relax. I think you should grab that glass dildo now.
Okay.
And slide it in as deep as you can push it. And then just hold it there and let me know when it's there.
Okay.
All right?
Yes.
Okay, just squirm around it while I ask questions, okay? Okay.
Yeah, it's Miss Playful.
All right. Question 7 from Rob is, have you ever had a professional give you a lap dance?
Yes. Yes, I have. And the nice thing about being a girl who gets lap dances is you get a lot more attention.
Did it make you wet?
Oh, it made me very wet. She put her face almost on my pussy. It was so hot.
So it is safe to say that that is something that you would do again?
Oh, yes. Have done, will do. more times.
Start sliding the dildo in and out slowly. What is the sexiest scene you recall from a mainstream movie?
This is so silly, and I think entirely has to do with when I saw it, but there was this movie, The Chase, with, he's kind of a douchebag now, and I can't remember his name, Charlie Sheen, maybe? Oh, and he's got this girl, and she was super hot, and they end up fucking in a car, like, during a police chase. Oh, it was just, I don't know, I guess it was the right age, but it was hot.
Okay, this is going to be a really weird question, but were Anthony Kiedis and Flea in that movie? Oh. I'm just trying to think if I'm thinking of the right movie.
I don't know. I don't remember. But laughing with this in my pussy against the plug is, oh my god.
Push it deep again. Hold it there. Is there a sex position or kind of sex that you told yourself you would never do or enjoy but ended up doing it anyway?
Not really, because I don't think I ever told myself that I wouldn't enjoy something.
Good answer. Without mentioning names, unless you'd like to, of course, how many, if you could estimate, GWA members have managed to enter your sexual fantasies?
Well, I mean, does it count if you're fantasizing, like, beyond when I'm fantasizing during the audios? Like,
yeah, beyond when you're listening to them.
I would say at least two. Possibly. Okay, five. I'm gonna go with five. Five is my final answer.
Five is a good number. And that is the end of Rob's questions.
Thank you, Rob.
The end of Rob's questions means that I need you to fuck yourself with that dildo while I count down from 20. Got it?
Yes, Miss Playful.
20.
19.
18. 17. 16.
Oh,
15. Oh, 14. Oh, faster. 15.
Oh,
12.
Oh, I'm getting close.
11. Stop.
Oh,
put it down. Take it out and put it down. You sound so pretty when you get close. The next questions are from a user called Agent. First question is, what was your least favorite subject during any education or the class you disliked the most?
I went to Catholic school growing up, and I hated religion class so much. It was all just like memorization, and if you disagreed, you were a heathen, and I hated it.
But your church audio was so good.
I did spend a lot of time in church.
Take the dildo and just rub it around the edges of your clit.
Oh.
What is the strangest sexual act you have been asked to be a part of? Or have been asked to play out, we'll say, online?
I don't know. I guess I don't think of things as... I don't really categorize things as strange. So, I'm just trying to think of things that people have asked me to do that I wouldn't do. Oh, there was somebody who asked me to do one that I never did, because I just thought it might be too something, but it was like basically a guy's cock is so big that I'm afraid I can't take it, and then I beg him for it anyway. It was, I don't know. That was kind of intense and complicated. But otherwise, I...
You've done a lot of cock worship, like...
I do,
big yeah. Big cock.
Yes, yes.
So that's just so kind of an extension of what you were already doing, right?
Yes, I think so. It was just the way the, like, power games were playing out in it that I thought was interesting. But I don't really think that anyone's asked me to do anything or I was like, that's really weird. But it's because that's not my reaction to things, typically.
All right. Can you squirm on the plug a little bit? What is your favorite flavor of ice cream?
Vanilla.
That is not the answer I was expecting.
It just goes so well with extra stuff.
Oh, I see. Or vanilla, but toppings.
Sometimes it's good by itself.
A little bit of variety.
Yes.
All right, slide that dildo back in. All the way in and hold it. When you want to relax, what do you do besides GWA?
I read. That is mostly it. I love to read.
Any particular genre or anything?
I'm pretty, actually, really picky. I really like fantasy and urban fantasy, some sci-fi, but I mostly only read things that have, like, female main characters or are by authors I really, really like. I just find there's too much stuff that's not for me, so.
Next question, and again, this is from Agent, not from me. Would you like a playful to spank you right now?
Yes, Miss Playful, I would.
Really? Mm-hmm. I think you should give us some spanks then. Can you give us 10 spanks right now?
Yes, Miss Playful.
Count them out and say thank you like a good girl afterwards.
One, thank you, Miss Playful. Two, thank you, Miss Playful. Three, thank you, Miss Playful. Four, thank you, Miss Playful. Five, thank you, Miss Playful. Six, thank you, Miss Playful. Seven, thank you, Miss Playful. Oh, 8. Thank you, Miss Playful. Oh, 9. Thank you, Miss Playful. 10. Oh, thank you, Miss Playful.
Thank you. All right, get comfortable again. Next question.
Okay.
Have you ever collected anything? And if yes, what?
Yes. I think at one point I was collecting by default cat figurines, not because I wanted them, but because people kept giving them to me.
That's how all collections start.
Right, because if you like cats, clearly what you would like is cat figurines. That's just a logical progression, isn't it?
Yeah, it's because everybody needs more dust collectors.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, cat figurines.
Go back to fucking yourself with the dildo. If you could sleep with any famous person, who would it be and why? Are we going back to Christina Hendricks?
I mean, there's more than one.
Okay, pick another one.
I would pick, I forgot his name. The guy who plays Eric Northman on True Blood.
Okay.
What is his name? I don't know. There's a dildo in my pussy.
Mm. Maybe if you were very nice, he would use his cock and the glass dildo on you.
Oh, I could be like very that? Nice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You all filled up the glass and cock.
Oh, yes, please.
Go a little faster. Oh. Next question. Since you are into D&D, what class do you play?
I tend to move around in terms of classes, but usually a sorcerer or a ranger. Some kind of ranged.
Prefer not to get your hands too dirty.
I just like to be able to be far away from the action so I can consider my next move.
Oh. Fuck yourself hard and fast. Oh. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Take it out. Taste yourself for me. What is your favorite quote and why?
It's a quote from the movie The Importance of Being Earnest. The Dowager Justice, the Dowager Duchess says, the number of engagements here is significantly over the average the statistics have laid down for our guidance. And I just find it really funny because I do math and I'm a dork. So that's my story.
Oh, you know what your next question is?
What?
Would you be so kind as to slap your pussy? Hint, that is not a yes or no question.
Okay.
I think we need one more of those. Oh, that was nice. Rub your butt. If you were stranded on an island and you could bring 3 items and 2 companions, who and what would they be?
I would probably bring a really long book, a water purifier. How many items do I get? 3?
3 items and 2 people.
And a lighter. And, oh wait, no, flint. Flint and steel. Is it 2? Some kind of fire starter. and 2 companions. I have 2 very good friends that I would like to bring.
All right, I will accept that, I think.
Yeah, okay.
I think we need to up the stakes on this. Where's that Lilo?
Oh, it's right here.
I think you should turn it on.
Okay.
And hold it over your pussy. Don't touch your clit.
Okay.
Just get it nice and wet. According to an audio of yours, you prefer savory over sweet. So I'm curious, what is your favorite savory snack?
That's a good question. Cheese.
cheese.
Just all cheese.
Do you have a favorite kind of cheese?
I don't like brie, I think.
What is one of your favorite songs?
That's a good question. I would say Landslide by Fleetwood Mac.
Move the Lilo down to the plug. Can you sing the chorus of it?
Yes, not right now.
Oh, I thought it was worth a shot.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, it's actually his question. I just like my version better.
I like your version. It's good.
How appropriate. Can you name one of your pet peeves?
When my dog won't stop barking. Or wandering around while I'm trying to do an audio. I think that would be definitely a big pet peeve. That we're all experiencing right now.
He's just concerned.
He's just chill.
There's that vibrator a little harder against the plug. What is a guilty pleasure?
Project Runway.
I love that answer. Who's your least favorite judge?
My least favorite judge? I haven't watched this season. I would have to say it's probably Michael Kors. Oh, no, Heidi. She's crazy.
She is crazy. Everything's bizarre.
Everything's bizarre, and she only likes short, tight, and sparkly.
It's bizarre. Not that I have the same guilty pleasure or anything.
Call me on Wednesday. All right.
Move the vibrator up to your clit. Simple math question. Letters in your username times the letters in my username.
You're kidding me.
Nope.
Oh, fuck. What letters are in your username? God.
I'm sure you know how to count.
It's hard to use your fingers and one hand on a vibrator. So I think it's like 19 times 7, which is probably wrong. Which is 133, I think, but don't quote me.
Right, I hate arithmetic. Here's the problem.
What?
It's 7 times 16.
Damn it.
Which is 112. What do you think we should do with those extra 21 numbers?
I don't know. It's playful.
I think we'll divide them up. So would you rather have 10 pussy slaps and 11 spankings, or 10 spankings and 11 pussy slaps? You can take your pick. But I need you to tell me what you're doing and count them out.
Okay. I think I would rather do 11 spankings and 10 pussy spanks.
Okay.
So I will start with these regular spankings. That doesn't count. That was terrible. One. Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11. Mm-hmm. And now the pussy swings. Oh. Oof, one, two, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10.
Such a good girl. What do you say?
Thank you, Miss Playful.
All right, put the vibrator back on your pussy. I'll rub that sore little pussy. Is your skin all hot?
Yes.
Two more questions from Agent. Okay. What is your favorite tongue twister?
Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled peppers.
You just like accidentally getting to say pecker.
Among other things.
I don't know if you can see the air quotes when I say accidentally.
I can hear them, Miss Playful.
Final question. Why is Santa always so jolly? And there's a correct answer to this one.
I was going to say something about people sitting on his lap, but like kids, and it's just wrong. So
I think Santa's always jolly because he knows where you live. And he knows where all the naughty girls live.
But I'm a good girl.
Move that vibrator back up to your clit, honey. Not to fix, ask the next question. If Playful were there with you, what would you want her to do to you?
Pretty much this, but maybe with a lot more sitting on my face.
Well, that was an easy answer, wasn't it?
Yes.
How does that vibrator feel?
Good. I think I'm getting pretty close again.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You think I should let you come this time?
Please. It's Playful. I would like to come.
We have a whole bunch of questions left, though. Okay.
Maybe, please. Please.
Please what?
Please, can I come, Miss Playful, please?
We have another question from Prim. I'm afraid to be heard, and let me be her. If you had to name the most sensual part of your body, what would it be?
I think it would be my ass.
I think I agree with that. Sila.
Yes.
Make yourself come for us.
Thank you, Miss Playful.
Don't move that vibrator. Keep it there.
Yes, Miss Playful.
If you had to select the sexiest word in the English language, what would you say it is?
fuck. It has so many sexy uses.
Oh, fuck? That's mm-hmm. your word? Mm-hmm. Mm. What is the least you've ever worn in public?
A bikini.
What is a female for female fantasy you've had that you would most like to come true?
I really like the idea of sharing a double dildo with another woman and fucking each other. Yes, that.
Turn off the vibrator. Put it aside.
Yes, Miss Playful.
How are you doing?
I'm good.
You good? Good. If your pussy could taste like a dessert, what would it taste like?
Bread pudding, maybe? No. Bananas Foster.
There are so many different ways that I could go with that. I'm just going to leave it alone.
It's, you know, alcohol and tasty fruits.
Seductive fruit. What are your pubic hair grooming habits?
I shave. And yeah, that's it. Everything.
Everything? Mm-hmm. All right. You're a stripper. Did you know this? You are a stripper. What is your stripper name? And what gimmick do you use to draw in the crowds?
Stripper name. Hibbler. I'll go with that because I think that sounds vague. And let's see. My gimmick is probably I probably would dance to like Sir Mix-a-Lot quite a little bit, or that new Nicki Minaj Anaconda song. I feel like there would be a lot of twerking. That's really how that would go.
Oh God, yes, please. I would spend all of my money.
Yay, just I'm rich.
Bring that here. Yeah, I wish.
Right?
You can have all my money and you still wouldn't be able to pay rent. The sad thing is, I was trying to think what my stripper name would be, and the first thing that came to mind was Cherry Garcia.
Love it. I love that.
I don't know. Cherry would be a good stripper name.
No, that would be perfect. I really do. I'm not at all sarcastic. I love that. You can see if you taste like cherries.
You know what? We have so many lovely toys. Let's take out that rabbit.
Okay.
Don't turn it on yet.
Okay.
But I want you to slide it in.
I don't think I've ever used this with a plug-in.
But that's very nice and full with that plug-in there, huh?
Yes.
Yeah. Name three men you would most like penetrating you all at once. Actors, fictional, whatever. No limits on who they are.
Let's see. I'm going to have to stick with Eric Northman. And the guy who plays Alcide. Joe Maniello, I think is. I don't know how you pronounce his name. And then, I'm not certain how many names I should name for the third one. I mean, how specific I want to be. But yeah, the third one, my daddy. That's what I think.
Okay. That works. Hmm. Oh, not out of curiosity. Are we going three different holes there?
Yeah, I think we probably would have to.
I won't make you pick which would be where. That would be mean. We'll just assume that they'll all trade off.
I don't like trading.
All the sharing. Oh, the next question is distressing, though. So I think you should turn the toy on to make yourself feel better.
Okay. Oh, Lord. It has so many settings. Okay. Okay. I think I'm ready now.
We find ourselves in an adult toy crisis. We have to donate all of our toys but one. So which toy do you keep?
Well, for a long time, I had only one toy. I know. So that is probably the one I would keep. It was just a vibrating dildo that I really like.
Nice to stay with the old favorites. If you could be a character in any game and have sex with another character, who would you be and who would you have sex with? And they don't have to be in the same game. They would meet in a special sex game.
Okay. I would be Morgana from League of Legends, because she is like a super gorgeous dark angel. Yeah, awesome. And I would have sex with Ezio from the second Assassin's Creed.
Ooh. I don't know much about video games, but I know that one. So.
But he has to wear the outfit.
Oof. Well, of course. Let's slide that in and out just a little bit. Can you feel it rubbing up against that plug?
Yes.
Yeah, is that nice?
Yes, it's very nice.
If you could spend one whole day in bed having nothing but orgasms, why would you want Playful Little One, Afraid to Be Heard, Let Me Be Her, and Primrose in your bed?
Why wouldn't I want them in my bed?
Right?
That's such an amazing list.
I think because we'd all starve to death because we'd never leave.
It's true. We'd have to have, like, some kind of, I don't know, servant to bring us food.
Pool boys.
And chocolate. Yes. Pool boys to bring us chocolate. And if they're very, very good, they can stay and watch a little bit. I think they would need earplugs, though.
What, we wouldn't let them listen?
Oh, I guess we could. They would never get us food. They'd be too busy jerking off.
Wouldn't you be if you were them?
Yes, definitely.
Push it in hard. Hold it there against your clit. Don't back off.
Oh, may I come again, Miss Playful, please?
No. Take a break.
Oh, so loud.
I love the way you sound when you get close. Next questions are from Mr. Orpheus. When you, let's see, when you get home at the end of the day, what is the very first thing you do?
Get barked at by my dog.
I think that's what your dog does.
No, I mean, that's pretty much what I do. I get barked at by my dog. I try to get him to stop barking. Because the whole neighborhood can hear him. And then I feed him and the cats. That's the first thing I do when I get home.
Okay. If you were a food item, what food item would you be? And would I want to eat you? And he says, would I? So I'm assuming he knows I'm asking these questions. So would I want to eat you?
I think if I were a food item, that's very difficult. If I were a food item, I would say I would be pizza, because that is my favorite food item. So that is the food item I would like to be. And I would hope that you would want to eat me.
I don't think there's very much doubt. What's your drink of choice?
I don't really have, a specific, I tend to have, situational drinks. Generally, if I'm trying not to drink way too much, I will drink a gin and tonic. Or if I'm at, a beer place, I usually go for a hard cider. But, also I like a nice scotch, but only in the winter. So, yep. I don't know. I like variety. It's the spice of life.
It is. I have heard that. Mm-hmm. We're going to play a round of Marry, Fuck, Kill.
Oh, good lord. Okay.
Nate Silver. Mm-hmm. Silver Surfer. And Sylvanas. I don't even know if I'm saying that right.
You're saying it right.
Okay.
Man, you know, I used to really like Nate Silver, but I don't really like what he has done with his more recent work. So I don't really want to kill him. And he's, but I guess, okay, he's gay, so I will marry him. Just, you know, for funsies. And I probably would fuck Sylvanas and kill the Silver Surfer because he annoys me. And that's my story.
I love your reasoning for marrying Nate Silver. Oh my god.
I don't have to make sense, okay?
Oh.
I'm not obligated to be logical when I have a butt plug in. That's the rule, didn't you know?
Put the rabbit toy back in. Turn it on. Silly thing. If you could go anywhere in the world and have an unlimited budget when you got there, where would you go?
Hawaii, I think. Because I love Hawaii, and I think Hawaii with a lot of money would be really, really nice.
Then you could bring all your friends with you.
Which really would be ideal.
Right.
Big suite. Hopefully with lots of big beds. Although maybe I shouldn't go somewhere quite as far away for that.
Punch down on that bug. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Turn the vibrations off, but keep the toy in. Have you ever thought of the Kool-Aid Man in a sexual way? That is, of course, the question from This Is Shy Guy. Listen to this shy guy. Not even when he says, oh yeah. Please be honest.
I mean, really, not until I first heard that question asked. And, and then I tried to. But it's still too weird.
He is always smiling, you know.
It's true. And he busts down walls, which, to be honest, is a little hot. you know, like, if busted down the
There's
wall
some aggression
me,
there.
I feel like that could be fun. Like, I feel like that's a good way to start.
The problem, though, is that if he can do that and then he were to push you against a wall, he might push you through the wall.
Right, so we'd have to, like, not use the wall pushing methodology.
No. That could be inconvenient.
Slightly. Oh, Lord.
I think you should fuck yourself a little bit with it. Let's see. I'm going to give you a choice. Do you want my questions next, or do you want Mr. Bear's questions next?
Oh, let's do Mr. Bear's.
All right, so Cuddly Bear. Turn the vibrations back on. And he asks odd questions. So question number one from Cuddly Bear is, what are the advantages and disadvantages of incest?
I mean, I guess the advantages are location. The disadvantages are that's super fucked up.
Like, that is an acceptable answer.
Yeah.
Location.
I mean, there's really nothing else. Like,
just convenience.
Really?
Right down the hall. You know.
It's horrible. It's
so wrong.
Sorry, people who love incest fetishes. I'm not judging. It's not my thing.
Second question for Mr. Bear. Have you ever purposely? I suppose I should cut him some slack, huh? Oh. Withheld sex in a relationship.
God. No. There's no way I would fail at that completely.
That's like punishing yourself. Why
would
you
never
do that?
I could never. No. Mm-mm. Nope. I would lose that with that bargaining tactic immediately. And they wouldn't believe me anyway. So. We'd be like, okay, sure.
Yeah, whatever. Push it in deep. Which household appliances or items have you not used during sex or masturbation but want to try?
I've never used a cucumber, and I'm intrigued by that. Though I probably never will.
Well, you could get, like, you know, graduated sizes of them.
Cucumber project.
Not that I've given this any thought.
Time to go to the farmer's market.
Best farmer's market trip ever. What's the most uncomfortable position you've ever tried during sex?
I don't know. Because I always leave those pretty quickly. That's hard to remember. It's like, this is uncomfortable. Nope. Yeah, I can't really think of one that I guess anything where, like, one leg has to be up and the other one isn't. No.
Anything that requires too much balance.
Yes, anything that requires too much balance, for sure.
Because nothing is sexier than falling over during sex.
Oh my god. And we all know how, we can all tell how well my brain works when I'm close to orgasm. So you can imagine how great my balance is.
Speaking of which, I think you should fuck yourself a little bit with it. Let's see, what's the weirdest thing that has ever turned you on? With understanding that you don't think anything is strange or weird. Because I pay attention.
I think it was somebody did like a dinosaur audio. Who was that?
Was it Agent F?
I think so. And part of it was kind of hot. Like, That.
You know, I don't think I ever actually listened to that all the way through, and everybody said it was amazing. I need to go back and find it.
It was good. Yeah.
What phrases or words make your panties drop immediately? And let's pause for a moment so everybody can take out pen and paper.
Well, good girl is one. And I do really like being called a slut a lot. Yeah, I think those ones. Miss Playful, may I come again, please?
Please. We're so close to the end, though, dear.
Please, Miss Playful, please. Please let me come. I need to come. Please.
Okay, come.
Thank you.
You have been such a good girl. Alright, turn it off. And take it out. I just want you to use your fingers.
Yes.
Just slide them over your pussy. And over that sensitive little clit. Just keep touching yourself, okay?
Yes, yes.
You and someone you had a one-night stand with accidentally encounter each other in the store. How do you go about it?
I'm just relentlessly fate-friendly, so I would just be... This has actually happened to me, so very polite. Hi, how are you? Unless they ignore me and then I don't say anything. There was actually a day when I was in college where I ran into everyone that I'd ever slept with in like a 1 hour period. It was I was like, they never warn you about this. When they tell you not to have sex, that should have been the reason they told you not to have sex and slot around and call it.
Are married men more or less attractive?
I don't know. I think they're the same.
A guy's a guy.
Yeah, and I don't, and I think it depends. Like, I don't like the idea of, I don't like the idea of hurting someone else, so I think that plays a role. Right.
So, my dear, how much pain are you into? Light spanking, a little belt here and there, not averted by the cane?
Hard to say. I definitely more than a light spanking, but, I've never used the cane, so I'm not sure about that.
So, basically, more input would be needed.
More research required.
More research. Let's start the line here. And we will all choose our various implements to use on that gorgeous ass. And we'll see when you start squealing stop.
Okay.
Sorry, I got distracted for a moment. Slide your fingers inside. An evil wizard has cast a spell on you. You need to fuck the first animal you encounter. Which one are you hoping for?
Something small without claws. Like a chipmunk.
Note to GWA. Silith has a chipmunk fetish.
Shut up. That's They are cute, though. I don't want to fuck them, but they're cute.
We could just turn this into like a Richard Gere gerbil thing.
No, no, not like that. Ew. No.
Playful always takes it too far.
Yes, Miss Playful.
Doggy or lazy doggy?
Doggy then lazy doggy.
Yes. Do you prefer to be naked or do you like wearing lingerie to bed?
I prefer to be naked, but some things feel nice and that is nice. So like silky things sometimes I will wear.
Have you had any experiences with another woman?
Yes, but not for quite a few years. I think I mentioned in another thing that my first kiss was actually part of a FFM threesome, so that whole thing, yeah.
Well, I think I remember that story. Vaguely. I may need to revisit it. All right. And now my questions, and these are the last ones, so okay. Let's see. Sweetheart, do you have a preference as to what toy you'd like to use for the last set of questions?
I think I would really like to use the glass dildo, if that's okay, Miss Playful.
Okay. Go ahead.
Thank you.
You're welcome. First question from your torturer. Name one GWA collaboration pair that you have not seen happen that you would like to see happen.
You know, I would be really interested to see what kind of interesting things you and Casty could come up with.
Oh.
Because I bet you could come up with something really fun.
Well, the next part of that question was, what would you like them to record?
I don't know. That's a tougher question because you're both so very creative.
You're just trying to get me to let you come again.
I mean, that's what begging is for. This is just for truth things.
Name a hard limit that you have for recording.
I don't think that I will ever do any incest stuff. And yeah, that's it.
Do you have any soft limits when it comes to recording? Things that you generally couldn't see yourself doing, but under the right circumstances?
Definitely, like, water sports would definitely be in there.
So, like, if it was, like, a Secret Santa thing and your Santa was just super into water sports.
I could maybe make that happen, but that's not really on my, like...
Not something that you have a desire to record.
It's not something I would do probably voluntarily.
I can't remember if we've already kind of covered this. Is there something that has turned you on that surprised you? Other than dinosaur porn, that's what it was.
Other than dinosaur porn, yes. Well, I really didn't get into the daddy dom thing until GWA, and that was a big surprise because previously I had not thought that that would be a thing for me, but it is a thing. So that's fun.
I can identify with that. Like, why would you want to call a guy daddy? And then all of a sudden it's like, yes, daddy.
Yes, daddy. Please, daddy. Yeah.
Please, daddy. Describe a sexy outfit for a man from your point of view.
Oh, for a guy. I love a nice long trench coat. And jeans and like a black button down, basically badass black things. That's where I go.
Sleeves rolled.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're following me down that road.
Mm. Oh. Well, when you pave such a wonderful path, mm-hmm. I think you should use that dildo a little bit more.
Mm, yes, Miss Playful.
What is a sexy outfit for a woman, then?
I love shirts that are, like, backless or, like, have a low back, because I think a woman's, like, back and shoulders are just so sexy. And, skirt or nice jeans, not skinny jeans. I hate skinny jeans. And, yeah. But really just something that they feel, I think what's most important is that they feel sexy.
A little faster. Mm-hmm. What's the best gift that you've ever received?
That's tough. I think, I got some jewelry from someone very special to me who said they would never buy me jewelry, and that was very special. I liked that.
Mm. What are your favorite and least favorite spanking implements, including hands?
Fuck the wooden spoon in all of the uncomfortable places, like the back of a Volkswagen. And, I really didn't mind the book very much. That was nice and thumpy. I liked that.
Get it good and deep. How many pets is too many pets?
Three is too many.
Wait a minute.
It's too many. No, I would say four is too many. Three is manageable.
Are you having trouble there?
Yes, I'm close again, please.
How long was your longest sexual encounter? Define longest as, you know, leaving the area only for, like, food and bathroom breaks.
I would say probably about 6 hours or so. Yeah, it was a long night.
Sounds nice.
It was very nice.
What era do you like the fashion of the most?
I love the clothes from the Victorian era. A lot. So I love steampunk. Oh, yeah.
Get yourself good and close.
I'm very close.
Very close?
Yes, please.
Yeah?
Yes, can I help, please, Miss Blake?
Not yet. You've been so good, though. What was the best event of the last year of your life?
Joining GWA and making so many new friends.
Zyla.
Yes.
That was the last question.
Oh, may I come, please?
Do you want to come?
Yes, please. Please let me come.
You've been so good.
Please, Miss Playful, please. Please.
Come for us.
Oh.
Come hard. I'm so hard. I'm gonna be so
good.
Oh,
fuck.
You're very, very welcome. Hmm.